Good morning. It is 10 a.m., July 2nd, 2025. So we're in the second half of the year now. This is a regular meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. I'm Randy Christman, joined by Commissioner Sherry Haugen-Huffert and Commissioner Jill Kringstad. So we have a quorum. Before anything else, will you please join me in standing and pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, in opening comments, I want to recognize somebody that once sat up here. Former Commissioner Bruce Hagen passed away recently, and he came to this job on September 19th of 1961 and was appointed. Another commissioner had died only like a week or so earlier. It didn't take a long time in those days. And he was appointed, and he was a U.S. Army veteran and had actually ran for Ag Commissioner in 1960. And so that's probably how he became known a little bit. And then in those days, that term lasted until 64, didn't have to run for that last 2 years of it. So I don't know when that changed. But in 64, he was elected and then subsequently re-elected five more times. So a total of six elections he won. So that made him the longest serving statewide candidate in the history of North Dakota. Any statewide offices. Longer than Senator Burdick, longer than Senator Young. Along the way, he was involved, a couple things that strike me is during the initial development of the Siting Act. I mean, how much time do we spend on siting? He was here when there was no siting and helped create it. The whole evolution of that process from the 70s on. Also, the coal mine reclamation there. When he came on, the first almost a decade, they just left spoil piles. There was nothing. And I'm sure they played an intricate role in devising the laws and the rules for that. And actually, North Dakota had a coal reclamation law before the federal government did, and then that superseded ours. He held positions on Lignite Research Council and Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute. He chaired NARUC, our national organization. And a couple of quotes that I hear were familiar with him. When questioning witnesses at hearings, he was known to end with, "Do you have any other answers to questions that I haven't asked?" And then one of my favorites by, I think, one of our probably three current staff people who actually were here and worked with Commissioner Hagen. Now our executive director, but then our engineer and ultimately technology guy, when they'd be discussing something, Commissioner Hagen was known to end it with, "Steve, you just don't understand the facts." A very personable guy, a very dedicated veteran and North Dakota Public Service Commissioner, Bruce Hagen. He's gone now, but God bless his soul. Commissioner Haugen-Huffert.
What a nice tribute to Commissioner Hagen. He has relatives up in my hometown area, so when I got appointed, some of them advised me on his conduct and how I should act. So I took that in light and just thank him for his service. A very thoughtful man, So nice tribute to him, Randy, and rest in peace, my friend. The other thing I just want to say is, you know, when you, as I was saying, the pledge, it always strikes me, but with the 4th of July coming upon us, wishing everyone a safe and tornado-free 4th of July. But it's a time to really reflect on our independence and the rights we have. And I just wish everybody who is traveling be safe and everyone a safe and joyous 4th of July.
Commissioner Greenstead?
Yeah, I'll echo the comments of my fellow commissioners. I also want to just talk about a little bit. Obviously, many communities across our state were impacted by pretty severe weather the past couple weeks since the last time we got together. And I really just want to commend our utility companies for all of their efforts and work to get power restored to a lot of those impacted areas. With a storm of that magnitude, it's not an easy job, but I know they were working really long hours and really diligently to get everybody, to get those communities back on as soon as possible. So thank you to them for all of their efforts and the vital service that they provide. And, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with the communities that were impacted.
Okay, so we only have two items on the consent calendar, and I move approval of those two items as well as the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, Commissioner Haugenhofer.
Thank you. I move the commission adopt the order on consent agreement in Public Service Commission Pickard Excavating Incorporated Damage Prevention Enforcement Case Numbers DM24334, DM24355, DM24356, and DM24357.
Second.
Thank you. Between September 10th, 2024 and October 11th, the commission received 4 North Dakota One Call complaints, 1 from a resident and 3 from MDU, alleging that on 3 separate occasions, the company was violating our North Dakota One Call. So what happened is on September 5th and 9th, the company was conducting an excavation to install a sewer and water lines in Minot and under one call ticket. And they damaged MDU facilities on 3 separate occasions, twice on September 5th and once on September 9th. They struck and damaged the same MDU natural gas main line. They did call 911 as directed, and the residential complaint is the same as one of the MDU complaints. They did acknowledge that they struck the MDU facilities and take full responsibility and working with the damages between them and MDU. So based on this complaint and investigation, that they are found that they did violate North Dakota Century Code 492305 that states, in part, to avoid damage and to minimize interference with underground facilities in and near the excavation area, a ticket holder shall conduct the excavation in a careful and prudent manner. We find that they are in violation of that. So therefore, based on these cases, they are assessed a civil penalty of $3,300. That equates to $1,100 in each of the cases. They shall remit the $3,300 civil penalty to the North Dakota Public Service Commission within 10 business days of service. And I support this order, and I acknowledge that Pickard was very forthright in their violation, acknowledged it, worked with the staff diligently. I always want to commend Conrad, the manager, for taking the opportunity when working with these companies to educate them on our North Dakota One Call law, So it's just not a penalty. It's an education along with a penalty. And we are not suspending any of this due to the violation of this. And I do support this consent agreement.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission adopt the order on consent agreement in Public Service Commission, Jomax Construction Company, Damage Prevention Enforcement, case number DM24-368.
Second.
Thank you. On November 7th, the commission received a North Dakota One Call complaint from Kinder Morgan. And what happened there is that on October 3rd, a Kinder Morgan employee witnessed the company conducting an excavation for the purpose of installing a pipeline approximately 5 miles southwest of Watford City, North Dakota, adjacent to Highway 37. Kinder Morgan notified the employee of the above issue, and they contacted the North Dakota One Call Notification Center. They had an active one-call ticket on file, but what they were doing is they were in an expanded area of the excavation and did not update that. Therefore, they are in violation of the North Dakota One Call, and they did admit to that, again, with Conrad working with his staff, that the education that they did submit the one-call ticket, but because of the expanded area, they need to update that according to the law, and they failed to do so. So they acknowledged that, and based on the incident, they are assessed a civil penalty of $500, and they shall remit that $500 within 10 days to the North Dakota Public Service Commission. With this, I support the consent agreement.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
I move the commission suspend the rates and tariff and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Otter Tail Power Company Thermal Market Energy Pricing Rider Tariffs and Rates, case number PU25-203.
Second.
Thank you. On June 9th, Otter Tail Power Company filed an application for approval of a thermal technology market energy rate in addition to modify to the tariff. This is a new tariff, a rider that they are submitting to us to reconsider, and at this time we have no North Dakota customers that would fall under this. They have filed one with South Dakota. Now they're filing one with North Dakota with the intention of filing one in Minnesota. So this would be a new rider. The issues to be considered in this proceeding are the proposed tariff revisions just and reasonable? Do the proposed rates comply with the tariff? And are the proposed rates just and reasonable? Those interested are invited to comment on the application. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceedings and the reasons for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by August 18, 2025. If deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That ends my portfolio.
Commissioner Greenstead.
Thank you. I move the commission adopt the order requesting comment on home protection plans in Public Service Commission investigation into home protection plans investigation, case number PU-25-148.
Second.
Thank you. On July 31st, 2024, so last year, the commission received an informal complaint pertaining to HomeServe USA Warranty Program and its partnership with a local utility. The complaint asserted that the relationship between the two is intertwined with the utilization of the utility's name causing the perception that the utility is directly involved in the warranty solicitation that HomeServe is independently pursuing. The commission finds that it's in the public interest to request information regarding the business arrangement with HomeServe and any other organizations of a similar nature. Accordingly, the commission requests that each public utility file written comments that provide the following information: an explanation of the business arrangement with HomeServe or other organizations of a similar nature, the utilization of utility branding pertaining to HomeServe or others relating to the solicitation process, and any other information that the commission should consider. And the initial comments addressing this business arrangement are requested by September 2nd, 2025. So just to be clear on this, this is not an investigation into HomeServe as a company or the service that they provide. None of that is within our jurisdiction. All that this is focusing on is it's just the first step in the process where we can get some additional information just to evaluate, you know, the relationship with the utility companies.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I do have a question. And I know from time to time in like public comments, we'll hear from folks who maybe signed up and forgot about it and then realize they've been paying a long time and have questions about it. We also get a lot of public comments about non-regulated utilities, too, from people who don't really discern the difference between our role in regulated utilities versus the cooperatives. I don't know of any cooperatives that do HomeServe, but do we ever get any complaints about a HomeServe contract that has come to someone through a cooperative? And I presume, just clarifying here, that when we say utilities, we're talking about the regulated utilities to report back to us, not the non-regulated.
Yeah, correct. That's correct. It would be our regulated utilities. I don't know specifically the complaints that we've gotten, you know, what utility company they're for, if they're just for our regulateds or also for some of our member cooperatives. But there's just been, I think, questions for a while about an arrangement like this.
So. Now that I think about it, I don't specifically remember in the report that we get on public comments hearing about one from a customer who's served by a cooperative. So maybe they don't do this, or maybe the people are very discerning and recognize that it's not our role if that's their service provider. But anyway.
I don't recall either, but in fact, I just read the last one yesterday and nothing was in there, but I don't recall ever a cooperative connection with a complaint.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio.
Okay, just a couple of announcements that I want to make, if I can find them. Tomorrow, I want to reemphasize this, we have a formal hearing. It's a combined hearing, so there's actually two cases. Case number PU-25-83, which is a Highland Crude project. It's called the Gullickson Reroute Project. It's a siting case. These are both siting cases. And then PU-25-84, another Highland Crude case, and that is the Highland Express Spine Pipeline. Both of these will be at Teddy's Residential Suites in Watford City. We're going to kick those off at 8 o'clock. It's a combined hearing. And so, you know, they're just going to roll from one into the other, and I believe have the company witnesses testify on both cases and then go to public comments. is my understanding of the plan. So that's tomorrow, 8 o'clock, Teddy's Residential Suites in Watford City. And then our next regular meeting is July 16th. It's a normal Wednesday routine. And that's just a regular commission meeting. With that, before we take a recess and for questions from the press, I don't show anything on my admin agenda. Is there anything that we need to add, any scheduling or anything like that? So,
not that I'm aware of.
I guess we don't have to come back in for an admin agenda then. So we will take questions from the press immediately upon adjournment. And with that, this commission meeting is adjourned.